We are learning Mesechtas Erev in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom Yud Amud Beis. We're going to discuss today a lot of different halachos of Tzuras HaPesach. It said in the Mishnah, "Im yesh lo Tzuras HaPesach, af bi shirochav me'aseh ein tzarach l'mayit." Even though the halacha is that you can't have a doorway wider than 10 amos, a lechi won't work. But if you make a Tzuras HaPesach, then even though it's wider than 10 amos, it'll work. That's the Mishnah says. So Zok the Gemara, Eshkan Tzuras HaPesach, the Mahanya Barachvay. We have a first Mishnah that Tzuras HaPesach works if it's wider than 10 amos, Tzuras HaPesach will still work. We also find, we had a memory before, Ba Maltara the Mahanya Begavel. You find something called a Maltara, that means some kind of ornaments on the beam will make catch your eye. The halach is, it works even though it's higher than 20 amos, still it'll work if it has a Maltara. That's the halach we have before in Daf Gimel. The question of the Gemara is, Ipchamai, what's the halacha, the opposite? What about Tzuras HaPesach for higher than 20? And Almat Maltara for wider than 10? We find it works for one psul, which means we find Tzuras HaPesach for wider than 10, and Almaltara higher than 20. What about the opposite? Tzuras HaPesach for higher than 20, and Almaltara for wider than 10. Toshimai, Lintan Abraisa, Tanya, Mavuishu Gevoya Me'esrim Amo, you might. A mavui that's higher than 20 amos, you might have to make it lower. Yes, Tzuras HaPesach, and it's Tzarach L'mayit. But if it has Tzuras HaPesach, you don't have to mind. So you see from here that Tzuras HaPesach works for a door that's higher than 20 amos. It works even for higher than 20 amos. Not only does it work for the width, it works for the height also. Al Maltara Barachvay Mai. What about a Maltara Barachvay? If it's wider than 10, will a Maltara work? So that the Gemara is not going to be pushed to Shaila. My Toshima, which I bring arrived from Bryce. So the time went to Bryce. A mavi should go yem esim amo. A mavi has 20 amos high. You might. You should make it smaller. But rochem esim you might. If it's wider than 10, you should make it smaller. Yes, it's Tzuras HaPesach. If it has, it's Tzuras HaPesach. In tzarach l'mayit. You don't have to mind it. Yes, a maltera also in tzarach l'mayit. My love. Isn't it going on sefer on sefer? The sefer. The second half was harochav me'aseh yemayit. On that, it's maybe Yeshua Maltara is going back on that. And you see clearly that a Maltara will help even by something that's wider than 10 amos. Marlava Sefer, Loi, it's going on ratio. Which means a Maltara is only going on the ratio which was higher than 20, there will work. That's the Gemara's Doicha. So it's not a Raya from this Brisa. We might say the Rasba brings down 2 days how we paskin. On one hand, you could say it's Safek Darabonon Lekulo because with the Raisa, 3 Mechitza enough and the 4th Mechitza only Darabonon. Or on the other hand, you could say Shei Mechitz is the rice. The Maaseh, the Lachos of Mechitz are the rice, so you wouldn't say Sofik Derabbanan. Therefore, he's Mesupik Hal Tepaskin. Zok the Gemara Vayit. The Maaseh the Rav Yehuda Lechia Bar Rav Kamei the Rav. We had this mentioned before in the Beis Membeis. Maaseh the Rav Yehuda Lechia Bar Rav. Rav Yehuda was teaching this Mishnah, our Mishnah Lechia Bar Rav Kamei the Rav, and he's regards like we have in our Mishnah that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach that's wider than 10 amos. Ain't no tzarach l'mayit. You don't have to make it smaller. Why? Because Tzuras HaPesach works, even though it's wider than 10. Amalei, but Rav turned to him and said, no, it's not tzarach l'mayit. The halach is that a Tzuras HaPesach cannot be more than 10 amos wide. It has to be 10 amos and less. That's what Rav's sheet is. Om Rav Yosef, medivir Rabbeinu Nilmad, Chotzer Sheruba Psachim Mechaloinus. Rav Yosef wants to take Rav a step further. We have Rav saying the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for a door that's wider than 10 amps. Rav Yosef wants to take Rav's Shita a step further by saying that a Chotzer Sheruba Psachim Mechaloinus. You have a Chotzer that's rave doorways and windows. Now, in those days, windows didn't have glass, so it was open. And these windows were lower than, they were open lower than Yotvachim. So it turns out that for most of the space of the walls, you know, up to the Yotvachim, which makes a wall, it was open. Because most of them were either Pesachim or Chalonis, either doors or windows. So it's Oymid, it's Paritz Merubah L'Oymid. So he wants to say that if you have a case of Paritz Merubah L'Oymid, Eina Niteres Tzuras HaPesach. Does not work with a Tzuras HaPesach, will not be mattered. Why not? We'll learn out just like my time of Hovi, Yosem Eser, Yosem Mavoi, more than 10 Amis is no good by Mavoi. Well, Paras Ruba, Loim Reisem Chase. And you find Paras Ruba doesn't work by Chase, also doesn't work by Mavoi, also. Paras Ruba doesn't work. Ma Yosem Eser. Ha'oisav Amavui, ain't it the Tzuris Pesach? Just like more than Esa, which is a psul in the door. We say Tzuris Pesach doesn't work for that. Af Paratz Ruba Loimid, Oisav Achatz, ain't it the Tzuris Pesach? We'll say the same thing. Paratz Ruba, Tzuris Pesach will not fix that up, and Tzuris Pesach will not work with Paratz Ruba Ala Oimid. That's the thing Gemara wants to tanya. At this point, the Gemara wants to tanya, Tzuris Pesach will not, just like it won't work for Rav for something that's wider than 10, it also won't work for something that's paratz meruba al oimid. It will not work for something that's paratz meruba al oimid. Now, what does it mean, paratz meruba al oimid? What does that mean? So, Tosis points out that it means that on all four sides, it's open with paratz meruba. But if you have two solid walls, then it could be they won't have this nidin of paratz meruba al oimid. That's what Tosis speaks out. If you have two walls and the other two walls are paratz meruba, I mean, there Tzuris Pesach will work. Only time it won't work is only if on four sides it doesn't work. If it's on four sides, you have paratz meruba. As the Tosis points out. Zokta Gemara. But so Gemara wants to say that Tzuris Pesach does not work for paratz meruba. Why? Because just like it doesn't work for 1 in 10 Amis, it won't work for paratz meruba. Zokt the Gemara. No, I have a pircha on your mamatzinu. Ma'al yoysim esa oysim mavoy. There is a mandiyam. We spoke yesterday. Mandiyam Rabbi Yehuda holds that by pasi berayis, which are these corner walls that are each ama, and that helps to be take out the water from the bar on Shabbos to make a shushyachid. So we had yesterday a shear of 13 1/3 amas. It was based on the shear of two groups of four cows. And then we said each cow is 1 2/3 amma wide, times 8 is 13 1/3. There's another amount the amma holds, it's only 6, 3 3, only 6 cows, and it's only 10 ammas you have in by passive arrives, and not anything more. So he wants to tell you, Gemara wants to tell you that in Fira Meir, the pirza is more chamur, the pirza of 10 ammas is a more chamur diga pirza than paratz meruba. Because Mala Yosef Me'esa, Yosef Mavui, Shekin Loyet Hart Beitz Pasiv Royis. You'll say, Yosef Me'esa, that doesn't work by Mavui, there Tzuris Pesach won't work. You know why? Because that's a Chamer Digga Psul, because you even have a Pasiv Royis for Ameya. Taime, Paratz Ruv Ala Oime, that Yosef Echazah, Shekin Loyet Hart Beitz Pasiv Royis, the Rai Kerl. Everyone agrees by Pasiv Royis, which are only walls on the corner, on each side, everyone agrees there that it can be paratz meruba al oimid, so it's a more cooler digga psul. So there, maybe Tzuris Pesach works. So therefore, the Gemara basically slugs up Rav Yosef's mamatzinu and says, don't bring a raya from the psul of Esa Amos to the psul of paratz meruba al oimid, because you can say that the psul of Esa Amos is worse. Because there, even Rav Meir agrees, even Rav Meir holds that even by passive erayas, you have a problem of 10 Amos. But paratz meruba, everyone agrees you don't have a problem. But even though the Gemara slugged the Mamasin, the Gemara attempts to bring a raya to Rav Yosef Shita. Let us try to bring a raya to Rav Yosef Shita. The Fanois Halalu, the Brisa goes like this. The Fanois Halalu is Rubam Psachim v'chaloynes. You have walls that were Rav Psachim, Rav doors and chaloynes, open windows, which made that was Paras Ruba was mostly open on each side. Mutter. M'vachu em Ruba Paras. It's mutter, but you have to have oimid ruba parts. You have to have more wall than opening. Break the Gemara, it's theorem in Erebe. Sheruba is hakadaydach, it's roiv, and then it says, ma'am v'lache oimid ruba parts. Ela means, ima sheruiv, but ruba ha psachim v'chalaynas. You have a lot of psachim, a lot of doors and windows, v'vache oimid ruba parts. You have to make sure to have like upon him, oimid meruba ala parts. So what do you see? You see the Gemara's kasha is, that l'chayra, these doors, it says psachim, these doors have tzuris pesach. Still, it doesn't work. You need oimid ruba al paratz. Paratz meruba will not work. So you see from here, a raya to Rav Yosef, Tzuris HaPesach does not work by paratz meruba al oimid. Because here, these psachim have a doorpost, two doorposts, and a mashkev, and something on top. It's a Tzuris HaPesach. So why shouldn't it work at Tzuris HaPesach? It must be that it doesn't work by paratz meruba al oimid. So Gemara says, no, I'll get out of that raya. Why? I'm a pshat. Amar Rav Kahana, kita nihir pischei shamayim. Those psachim weren't regular doors like a shape of a tzuras pesach. It was a pischei shamayim, which means doors that were ruined, mekolkol diga doors. My Pesach Shemoy, what's an example of Pesach Shemoy? Pligi bar Ruchumi Rav Yosef. Chad Omer Lesu Shakfi. Rav Yosef doesn't have Shakfi. What does Shakfi mean? So Rashi learns what it means is that the walls on both sides, which should be the doorposts, were not straight. They were jagged. One stone went in, one stone out. There were jagged edges to both sides. Therefore, it's not called a good Surah of Pesach. And the other man, the Yama, says, Chad Omer Lesu Tikra. It doesn't have, those doors don't have tops. It doesn't have any top, doesn't have any mashkif, and therefore, it's not a Tzuras HaPesach. Like the picture Rashi brings down, it is these doors without any top. So that's the answer to the question. The question was, it says, Paras Ruh was no good, so Kashi doesn't have a Tzuras HaPesach. There it is. It's not a good Tzuras HaPesach. It's very important to speak at a Chazanish over here. The Chazanish is in Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, that the Chazanish says, I have a different shot why it shouldn't work here. Here, you didn't put it up L'shem Tzuras HaPesach. You're making some wall, you made doors. You didn't put it up L'shem Tzuras HaPesach. L'shem to be a mechitza of Tzuras HaPesach. He says, Shteita, a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have to be put up L'shem Tzuras HaPesach. Like a lechi, could be have to put up L'shem lechi, or kairach has to be L'shem lechi. Tzuras HaPesach does not need machshava. He says, he says you can use telephone poles for Tzuras HaPesach. The government didn't put up telephone poles for Tzuras HaPesach. He says, for Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need kavana. That's what he wants. The Taina brings right from this Gemara. Al-Kaponim, that's what comes out from here. It's what it might as well don't pass in like Rav Yosef. And hold, the Tzuras HaPesach does work for a case of Paratz Merubah al-Oimin. The only one who's choshish for Rav Yosef to a certain extent is the Rambam. The Rambam holds, if you're making a Tzuras HaPesach for wider than 10 Amos, it can't be a Paratz Merubah al-Oimin. So if you're the Rambam, if you have two complete walls, at least it has to be shaped like an L, then you could have the other two walls of Tzuras HaPesach. But if you're using Tzuras HaPesach all four sides, the Tzuras HaPesach has to be within 10 amos of each other. It's called the Rambam Eiriv. There are some Machmirim who are Machmir for this, and therefore they wouldn't use the Tzuras HaPesach at any time, because if you're the Rambam, it's not kosher if you have a Tzuras HaPesach on four sides, because usually it's not within 18 feet of each other, the poles, the latter is the more, and therefore wouldn't be a kosher Eiriv. There wouldn't be a kosher Eiriv. Zog to Gemara about the Af Rabbi Yechanon, Sovel El Hod Rav. Rabbi Yechanon also holds a Rav Shita that more than 10 Amis, the more than an attempt to say Rabbi Yechanon holds like that at least, that more than 10 Amis is not good for Tzuras HaPesach. How do we know Rabbi Yechanon holds like that? The Omar Ravin Barav Adam Rav Yitzchak. Ravin said of a story, which is Rav Yitzchak, Ma'is of Adam Echad Mekas Beis Cherasan. There's a person from the Bikas Beis Cherasan, a place, the plateau of the place called Beis Cherasan. He put up four poles with string on top of it and the four corners. He put four poles. He put a vine on top of it to make the Tzuras HaPesach. And the story came to the Chachamim. They allowed him to plant the Kalayim. Kalayim, the halacha is, if you have a mechitza, halacha is, the Mishnah says in Kalayim, where you get the bentayim as a wall in between the two, the grapes and the tua, then zesamach gedlekayim, let us plant right next to the fence. So that's enough of a fence lenyan kalayim, this case of Tzuras HaPesach. But the Gavi Shabbos was machlekes. V'tiru lenyan kalayim, v'om rash lakish, k'derach tiru lenyan kalayim, kachat tiru lenyan Shabbos, that kalayim is muta, Shabbos is muta. Rabbi Yechanan went, no, le kalayim et tiru loy, lenyan Shabbos loy et tiru loy. For kalayim they were matter, and not for Shabbos. So what's the case that we have a machlekes over here, if Tzuras HaPesach works by Shabbos or not? Now what's the case that's a machlekes? So what Rabbi Yechanan says does not work for Shabbos. We're going to attempt to say Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rav. Why? Because in my eskidim, what are we talking about? Ilim menatzad, if you made a Tzuras HaPesach menatzad, which means the Tzuras HaPesach was not sitting on top of the poles. It was sitting on the side of the poles. You wrap the string around the side of the poles. If that was the case, Tzuras HaPesach that has a string from the side is worthless. So it wouldn't work with Kalayim either. So what's the case there? Tzuras HaPesach that's what it work with Shabbos? No, it wouldn't work with Kalayim either. Ella must be al-Gabon. It must be it was on top. Oh, so am I. What's the case? Even if it was 10 Amos, on that you're going to say that Shabbos, no? Allah, but Yosemes, it must be more than 10. It must have been more than 10 Amos. And Rav Yechanan is saying, Shabbos is no good. Shabbos is no good. So it's a Rav Yechanan holds a grab. I can ask me, it's more than Esa. That's what some of you don't ask. It's more than Esa. Why Kalayim is a good then? It's more than Esa. So if you look at Tosfos on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, he asks this kasha, and he says that if we more than Esa, even if you Rav, Midaraisa works. He says, "Da'atzuras haPesach Mahani Minat Taira Afilu LeRav BeYosim Meyud." It's in the middle of Tosfos Damascus Rav in the wide lines. It says, "Tzuras haPesach works Minat Taira Afilu LeRav BeYosim Meyud." Karmi LeKaman LeGavi Kalayim, because we have a Kalayim works. So it means Minat Taira Tzuras haPesach works more than Yud. Tzuras haPesach works more than Yud, and only it's only Midar Abanan by Shabbos not. So we're saying that Rav Yechonzak Rav, who also has a pshat, he said it doesn't work over here. So I'm going to know, Olam Be'esa. It was only 10 Amos. Why? What's the case of Rechon and Shlokish? It was Taka Minat Sad, Minat Sad. We have Chista come up again. This din of Minat Sad, put a Tzuras at Pesach, Minat Sad, will maybe be a Machlekes of Rechon and Shlokish. That might be a Tzad. And therefore, it's not a Raya that Rechon holds like Rav.